Caesar, a nuclear warhead, packaged and delivered by North Korea, detonates miles above nowhere, Kansas. While the folks in the area shield their eyes from the blinding light and gust of wind, no one is harmed by the blast. However, there is another killer from inside the explosion that was released. The electromagnetic pulse shuts down every electrical component that was plugged into the power grid. Most cars are stopped on the roads, radio stations broadcast nothing but static, and the U.S. is time-warped back to the Stone Age. Economic supply lines grind to a halt, and now entire cities are left with no utilities, clean water, or food. The American domesticated society has been rendered helpless. When better of a time for the U.S. federal government to declare full-fledged martial law and suspend the natural-born and unalienable rights of its citizens? History also shows us that when a population loses its liberties, the government rarely ever returns them until there is a total regime change. While liberty lovers will argue that there is no excuse for such a swift and complete consolidation of tyrannical power, the feds have a religious weapon that can argue their own case, the FEMA clergy response teams. Informed Americans can easily see through the deceptions of tyrannical entities that never let a crisis go to waste to do things that they would not otherwise have been able to do. However, there are many others who will look to their pastors for guidance. Many of these pastors, especially those in megachurches, have been briefed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency to preach on a very specific topic when all hell breaks loose. According to a news report from KSLA 12, certain pastors that were recruited into the FEMA clergy response program will be preaching on Romans 13. For the clergy team, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or to obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans 13. Dr. Tuberville elaborated, "Because the government's established by the Lord, you know. And that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the scripture." But what does the Bible actually say about such matters? Should we the people simply allow the U.S. federal government to suspend the Constitution and Bill of Rights? Is a civilian resistance or disobedience an action that is sanctioned by the Bible? Let's have a look. Romans 13 states, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath but also for the sake of conscience. For because of this you also pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed." ESV. The Bible states that the magistrate is a minister of God, and to defy them is to defy God's servants. This is always absolutely true, as this principle is what keeps the citizenry safe from anarchy. The government must have the power to take life, the power to tax, and the power to control, if it is to maintain law and order. Bombshell new book reveals how to survive the coming martial law in America. However, the prime function of a constitutional republic is to protect and preserve life, liberty, and property for its citizenry. It is a government of laws and not of people, meaning that even the government is subject to the law of the land, the Constitution. This is what sets the U.S. apart from Rome, when Romans 13 was written. Rome was governed by men by Caesar. It was the decrees of these men that preserved order in Rome. In this modern era, America's form of government is far superior to that of ancient Rome's, because the U.S. Constitution does not allow for the abuses of power that were often perpetrated by Roman leaders. It is written law, which keeps oppressed minorities from experiencing the horrors of an American Colosseum. Thus, in the event of a hostile federal government takeover through martial law, it is those folks in positions of power who violate the law. This brings us to another difference between Rome and the U.S. In Rome, the state's subjects possessed very little political power. In the U.S., the citizens possess one-third of the state's power, as the Constitution and the government possess the rest. the U.S. was set up so that all actions of federal, state, and local governments are subject to the approval of the people. It is from the people where the ultimate governing power flows. This classical understanding of government actually originates from England and as far back as the Magna Carta Libertatum of 1215. This is why a government of laws protects its citizens, and a government of man makes the citizens into subjects. Knowing this, Romans 13 reads in a very different way. It is the population who is in authority over the government, not vice versa. So, when the government violates the constitution and the will of the people, then this is when a counter-revolution is necessary to reinstate law and order. The government itself has become the criminal faction and needs to be reformed or abolished and replaced. Sadly, the FEMA clergy response program is full of pastors who do not value the constitution or law, but would rather take the cowardly, convenient route. They bowed before the federal bully, hoping that it will pick on someone else for now. While some still claim the clergy response program to be a myth, they were in fact used during the Hurricane Katrina crisis. If martial law was enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team helped accomplish in the wake of Katrina. It's easy to recall the news reports about how the federal government deployed troops in American City in order to round up the legally purchased guns of the law-abiding citizenry. Reports stated that the clergy response team in New Orleans kept warranted public outcry at bay, allowing the government to wreak havoc upon the God-given Second Amendment liberties of fellow Americans. To follow Romans 13, it would have been incumbent upon the local clergy to speak against such a violation of established law. Liberty is not a privilege. It's a mandate that is to be protected by the government. If the government no longer accomplishes the job, then it is no longer a legitimate government. And Romans 13 no longer protects and empowers the operating criminals within its bureaucracies. It is then up to local authorities to mobilize against the encroaching tyranny. If you find that your pastor is a part of the FEMA clergy response program, then alert your fellow churchgoers to the danger at hand. These shepherds will fail you when you need them most.